Health professionals say for too many people, going to the dentist is not something they plan. Greg Nitsch runs the Family Health Center of Marshfield, a federally funded community clinic.
Where a lot of people, if you ask them, when would they need to see a dentist, they would answer, when I have oral pain. If I have tooth pain, well, then I need a dentist. Those folks aren't aware that that's perfectly avoidable. They don't ever have to have tooth pain.
Regular checkups may be recommended, but they're not on everyone's radar, even if they can afford it. Wisconsin Dental Association President Paul Levine.
Part of the problem is education. People don't know what to do.
Levine says if people have a regular dentist, they will be told when to get checkups and how to care for their teeth. If they don't have a dentist and a painful tooth problem crops up, they may head to the emergency room.
Patients will wait till the weekend. Something will really bother them then. At that point, they're not going to get a hold of somebody. The easiest place to go is the emergency room. The emergency room can't solve the problem. They can help relieve the symptoms for a short time.
People may go to the emergency room because it's more convenient, but there's another reason, says Deborah Denure. She's a public health nurse with Madison and Dane County.
People will realize how much something hurts when they're not at work, and so many people can't miss work, so they wait and wait and wait.
Money's also a factor in where people go to get dental care. Wisconsin Medicaid, Badger Care, does include dental. Many states do not. 31-year-old Danielle Stewart was able to get a root canal after moving to Dane County from Tennessee.
Where I'm from, you know, they don't offer dental care at all. You do not get any. Your insurance, TennCare, does not cover any type of dental care. So
Stewart says she was grateful to have dental services under Medicaid. Dentists who participate in the program, like Dr. Levine in Milwaukee, complain reimbursement rates are low.
The dentists that are on the state plan are reimbursed about 30, 35 cents on the dollar. That doesn't even cover half of our expenses.
Governor Walker's proposed budget would increase reimbursement in three counties, Racine, Brown, and Polk, in hopes of providing better care to kids. Levine calls it a good first step. Meanwhile, pediatricians and the Dental Association are teaming up to get young children into the dental chair earlier for that first visit. Dr. Jeffrey Britton of Sheboygan is president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
That involves trying to encourage parents to establish initial care with a dentist around age one. That is sometimes a problem because not all dentists in the state accept people at age one. Some of them still want children to be 3 years old before they see them.
Britton says the earlier the better because the bacteria causing decay in baby teeth can later eat away at what are supposed to be permanent teeth. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.